Hey everybody, Nick Espinoza, your chief security fanatic here, and in deep fake news, we got to talk about deep fake nudes, because quite frankly, banning them, I think, is going to be harder than we think. Now, here's the backdrop of this, and we all know that there's been a rash of deep fake nudes targeting typically junior high, but mostly high school girls, where these AI reproductions of them are being spread around their schools, also in their social circles online as well. It's embarrassing, it's obviously illegal, but kind of. And I'm not sure how you would necessarily charge a teenage boy or girl who created one of these deep fake nudes of their classmate. It's not like adults are doing the vast majority of this by far, from what I understand and from what I've read. Now, that's the backdrop. But here's the crux of it. And so we're going to start in Washington state, because a state senator named Mullet, interesting name, I'm guessing he's business in the front, party in the back, and a colleague in the state house, because he's a senator, recently proposed legislation to prohibit the sharing of artificially intelligence generated sexually explicit depictions of actual real life minors. That is a good thing. I 100% support that, as we all should. Now, the state legislature in Washington passed that bill without any opposition, and Governor Jay Inslee, Democrat, signed that last month. Now, states are on the front lines of this rapidly spreading new form of peer sexual exploitation and harassments in school. And as I mentioned, boys across the United States, and I'm not going to say the majority of them, obviously it's a small minority, but it is mostly teenage boys across the United States, have used widely available nudification apps to surreptitiously concoct sexual explicit images of their female classmates and then circulate those images around social media and the school, Snapchat, Instagram, etc., etc. Now, spurred in part by troubling accounts from teen girls, federal and state lawmakers are rushing to enact protections in an effort to keep pace with these exploitive AI apps. I think, once again, that's a good thing. Now, since earlier this year, at least 24 states have introduced bills to combat AI-generated sexually explicit images known as deep fakes of people under the age of 18. That's according to data compiled by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, a nonprofit. Several states have enacted these measures as well. Now, among these states that have done something is South Dakota. This year, they passed a law that made it illegal to possess, produce, or distribute AI-generated sexual abuse material depicting real minors. Last year, the state of Louisiana enacted a deepfake law that criminalizes AI-generated sexually explicit pictures as well of minors. Some lawmakers and child protection experts say, though, that the rules are urgently needed because of the easy availability of AI nudification apps, and that's enabling mass production and distribution of false graphic images that could potentially circulate online for a lifetime. Therefore, it threatens the mental health and reputations of these girls that have done absolutely nothing. Quote, one boy with his phone in the course of an afternoon can victimize 40 girls, minor girls. That's according to Yoda Soros, chief legal officer of the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Quote, and then their images are out there. End quote. Now, over the last 2 months, deepfake nude incidents have spread through schools all over the United States, including Richmond, Illinois, which is like 30, 40 minutes away from my house, to Beverly Hills, Laguna Beach, California, and everywhere in between. Though there are few laws, interestingly enough, in the United States specifically to protect people under the age of 18 from exploitive AI applications. This is because many current statutes prohibit child sexual abuse material or adult non-consensual pornography, and we've got to go here on this because, quite frankly, it's that important. Obviously, that involves real photos and videos of real people, but it does not really cover artificial intelligence generated explicit images that use real people's faces. In other words, the face is real, but the body is artificially generated based on, an approximation of what you look like with your clothes on, and now it's showing people what you might look like with your clothes off. Now, last year, U.S. Representative Joseph Morelli's, a Democrat from New York, introduced a bill that would make it a crime to disclose AI-generated intimate images of identifiable adults and minors. Now, it would also give deepfake victims or the parents of the victims the right to sue individual perpetrators for damages. On top of this, U.S. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or AOC, also a Democrat from New York, recently introduced a similar bill to enable victims to bring civil cases against deepfake perpetrators. In other words, you're generating that deepfake and you're a minor boy, You're going to get sued, potentially criminally charged as well. But interestingly enough, neither bill would explicitly give victims the right to sue the developers of the applications. That's a step that trial lawyers say would actually help disrupt the mass production of sexually explicit deepfakes. And that is absolutely correct. One of the things I recently learned at a law symposium that I was speaking on artificial intelligence by actual lawyers that were also speaking after me was that class action lawsuits do have an effect across an entire industry, meaning every one of the competitors looks at their competitor getting sued by a class action, how much they're going to have to pay, reputation damage, and says, we probably shouldn't do that either because we don't want to be next up on the legal chopping block. So there is merit to that. Now, the U.S. legal code prohibits distribution of computer-generated child sexual abuse material depicting identifiable minors engaged in explicit conduct. Last month, the FBI, or Federal Bureau of Investigation, issued an alert warning that such illegal material included realistic child sexual abuse images that were generated by artificial intelligence. However, fake AI-generated depictions of real teen girls without clothes may not constitute quote-unquote child sexual abuse material. That is according to experts. And I think this is why it's going to be very hard to get these laws passed, because unless prosecutors can prove the fake images meet legal standards for those, for basically the standards we currently have, we've got an issue. Some defense lawyers have also tried to capitalize on that ambiguity in the law. So recently, a lawyer defending a male high school student in a deepfake lawsuit in the state of New Jersey recently argued that to the court that they should not temporarily restrain his client, who had created these AI-based nude images of a female classmate, and restrain him from viewing or sharing the pictures because neither were harmful or illegal. That is essentially the ambiguity we're talking here. Now, federal laws, the lawyer argued in the court filing, were not designed to apply to, quote, computer-generated synthetic images that do not even include real human body parts, end quote. The defendant ultimately, for the record, agreed not to oppose a restraining order on those images. But this is a huge issue. And if you're a longtime listener or follower of mine, you know I don't like to get graphic with these things. But quite frankly, this is one of those things that needs to be talked about because it's becoming pervasive. And we didn't grow up with this, you know, like this was never an issue, you know, when we were kids going to high school. But now it's there and it's instant, and you can take a picture of somebody and the AI says, okay, I understand what their posture is going to be, their how heavy or thin or whatever they are under their clothes, just given how the clothes are fitting. And now I'm going to make an approximation of what they would look like without any clothes. And so I think this is an issue. The other side of this, too, is that it is very easy, and I'm not saying this is a bad thing in general because we shouldn't make laws to the lowest common denominator here, but it's very easy to also obfuscate traffic if you really want to get away with this, meaning you might outlaw this in a state, but nothing is stopping somebody from using one of these things and either keeping the pictures for themselves or posting them anonymously, you know, by using things like VPNs or obfuscation techniques to make sure that they can't really be found on the internet. Now, obviously, a teen boy, if he's bragging to all of his friends, there's a lot of people saying, oh, yeah, like Bill totally did this because he's telling everybody he did. But that really begs the question then of how effective this is. That also really opens up the can of worms for adults as well, like pedophiles. You know, if you can go online and find a picture of somebody underage and just feed it to an artificial intelligence, that's not good either. And I don't think there's an easy answer. I'm glad that states are looking at this. I'm glad that we've got, you know, members of Congress looking at doing something along these lines. But I don't necessarily think that regulating this through law to say it's illegal to do it is necessarily going to stop the practice. Not to mention the fact that when we're talking about teens are stupid. Quite frankly, you know, they make choices based on impulse half the time, hormones rage and all that stuff. We've all been teens. And so this is going to be a huge problem that we see longitudinally. There's no easy answer to this. You know, I'm all ears for suggestions, but short of actually banning the apps or to the point of trial lawyers, let's sue the absolute bejesus out of them for enabling this. I don't see where this is going away, and I don't see how this is not going to spread. And I also don't see how you couldn't just basically VPN yourself into another country and go download the app if it gets banned here in the United States. We essentially have to come together and say, yeah, this is banned universally. And then even then, there are going to be countries that say, screw you. So this is not an easy situation. It's a horrible and horrific situation. And quite frankly, I hope none of you have to go through it. And if you've got kids that are coming up around that age period, it's a tough time to be a parent. It really is. And so good luck to all of us. And please like, share, follow me here on Facebook and Twitter at Nick AESP. And please feel free to subscribe to me at YouTube as well, where I hope tomorrow's video and podcast will be a little more lighthearted. Probably not, because it is breaches of the week. So I just shot myself in the foot there. But as always, stay safe, stay online, and please, just please, please, please attempt to stay private. Thanks, everybody. Oh, and if you're a teenage boy and you're listening to this, don't do it. Come on, dude. Really? Don't do it. Take care.